Chapter 26. The Fall of Rome. The Twilight of Rome. The textbooks of ancient history give the date 476 as the year in which Rome fell, because in that year the last emperor was driven off his throne. But Rome, which was not built in a day, took a long time falling. The process was so slow and so gradual that most Romans did not realize how their old world was coming to an end. They complained about the unrest of the times. They grumbled about the high prices of food and about the low wages of the workmen. They cursed the profiteers who had a monopoly of the grain and the wool and the gold coin. Occasionally, they rebelled against an unusually rapacious governor. But the majority of the people during the first four centuries of our era ate and drank, whatever their purse allowed them to buy, and hated or loved, according to their nature, and went to the theater whenever there was a free show of fighting gladiators, or starved in the slums of the big cities, utterly ignorant of the fact that their empire had outlived its usefulness and was doomed to perish. How could they realize the threatened danger? Rome made a fine showing of outward glory. Well-paved roads connected the different provinces. The imperial police were active and showed little tenderness for highwaymen. The frontier was closely guarded against the savage tribes who seemed to be occupying the wastelands of northern Europe. The whole world was paying tribute to the mighty city of Rome, and a score of able men were working day and night to undo the mistakes of the past and bring about a return to the happier conditions of the early republic.